when I was on this All in the Family, and by the way, young people, they don't even know All in the Family. They never heard of it. They don't know what it is. I mean, this is a show that was number one for 5 years in a row every single week.
Not just number one at the time, but a culturally groundbreaking show. It was a show, again, I'm saying, saying this for the people
yeah,
who
no,
don't
I'm
know.
Telling you, young people, they don't
but
know.
But let me set it up for them. They know what we're talking about. Yeah. We're not just talking about a show that was a hit show on a grand scale. We're talking about a show that changed the game.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a difference of form. It was a difference of kind.
Right, right.
And that meant a lot.
Yeah, but think about this. Here we were, a country of, at that time, 1971, about 200 million people. Around that number.
Right.
Every single week, 40 to 45 million people would watch All in the Family.
So a quarter of the country.
And, and they had to watch it when it was on. There was no DVR, there was no TiVo, there was none of that.
No.
You had to watch it when it was on. That meant that you were having a shared experience with 40 to 45 million people. That has an impact. You then talking to people, the water cooler thing and all that. Now, we're a country of, 340 million or something like that? If you get a show that gets 10 million viewers, that's a big hit, and not all watching it at the same time.
The 10 million is already out of date, Rob. There's no show that gets that. I mean, those are numbers that you get for, like, special events. Sports.
Okay.
Sports is the only shows that get that.
That get that.
Nobody else gets that.
But think about a show... You know, some series that, you know, White Lotus. I don't care what it is, a hot show. If it's 6 million, 5 million, whatever the number is, that's in a country of 340 million, and they're not all watching it at the same time. Because you go to a dinner, you can't talk about the show. You go to dinner, you say, don't tell me, I only saw the first two episodes. I'm only on season one. You can't. What? Don't talk. So you can't even talk about the show you're on.
Power comes with all of the time. Princess Bride 11 times in a row. Okay, let's watch The Princess Bride 11 times in a row. Oh, depression. This is the best day you've ever had.
That's how professional I am. The show is over.
No, I ask you, the possible. Somebody go to work, water well, they water bank. You can listen to music. You understand?
I have no desire to do a show anymore. I'm done, man. And maybe you can put into your mechanism that, like, your presence stopped this whole thing. You could either take that as a bragging right.
To people.
Or you could say, oh, man, maybe I fucked up that guy's gig, you know.
No. I need to do people very secretly. Hey. The bank, but you need to be look, I need the two people. You need the two people. I need the two people. If easy, you put in the bank. Look.
Fucking point, man. I can't even do the thing that I came here to do.
Funny.
Yeah, it's funny, man. I'm a fucking comedian.
Hey. Hey. You put it. the good, the pain. You need two people. You put it in the pan in one corner. Look.
Only two people. To stop it?
Yeah, no.
I wanted to go until 3 a.m., man. My whole plan was to go until 3 a.m. I had a 4-hour show.
Look.
You came in here and wanted to talk to me? Fine. But I can't do my show anymore because of you.
No, look.
No!
I'm a bonnie back then. Love is sacred. Love is a feeling of what made you is in you. Love is 50. 50. We'll be right back.
Valencia.fm.
Hello, my friend!
Dive Bar Radio.
So you barflies either need to find a place to lay your eggs or fly home to your dump.
That is right, everybody. It is Dive Bar Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm. My name is DJ Straight Willie Dills, joined, of course, by DJ Shawa.
Guess what?
Oh, the mic works. The mic works first try. Yeah. Do your headphones don't work?
Nope.
It's always something. Talk right into that thing.
I'm talking.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you loud
and
clear.
That works. I don't hear myself.
Okay, well, we'll fix that. We'll get there. We'll get there. We also, of course, have DJ Surge Dance Orange in the house. Oh, wait, I don't hear you.
The volume.
Oh, you know what? You might have to jiggle that one.
It could be.
Oh, it could be that? Yeah. Try that mic one more time, Dan.
You got it.
No, I got nothing. Try that one over there.
It was the volume.
Okay, good.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
No, I still got nothing from you, Dan. Why do I got nothing from you? Right, we'll fix that eventually because we got DJ Shawa.
I'm good.
Of course also have DJ Trish. G and Trish.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Trish.
Salutations.
All right, guys. We'll get back into this after this fucking song, and away we go. We'll be right back.
power flow on the radio. On the radio.
We're back.
It's not your fault.
This here music is over.
Dive Bar Radio.
How hard you can get it.
To the rhythm.
On Radio Valencia.
The bartenders from the
dot FM.
The heart of the mission of San Francisco.
It's a hard knock life for us.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
I am.
And we're back. Dive Bar Radio, RadioValencia.fm, longest rejoiner ever. That was epic. Once again, I am DJ Straight Willie Dills. We just got off work, DJ Shawa and me. It is 1:33 a.m. sharp.
Yes.
We never miss our call time.
No.
Of course, we got DJ Trish here on the mic. Say hello.
Hi.
Oh, there she is. Look, loud and clear. Perfect. Now, Dan, this is the big question.
Hello. I'm not on the mic yet.
Well, get on the mic and let's find out. Let's really find out for sure.
I am definitely trying.
You just have to get in there, man.
Oh, okay.
You really got to get in there, dude. Okay. Yeah. Tonight, we really are kind of flying by the seat of our pants because, well... It's been a long week. I'm introducing a new character this week, you guys. It's DJ Sad Willie Dills. Because it has been a hard week. I think everybody at the hall can attest. We've been kicking butt, actually, all things considered. By the way, we should introduce who DJ Trish really is. She is a hostess, I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
With the most.
But also so much more. So much. Bartender as well. Yeah? I mean, feel free. Yeah. Tell me when I'm wrong. Tell me when I'm right.
You're right.
Do you want to introduce yourselves to the people? Like, let's hear a little bit of your backstory. Yeah?
Yeah.
As we go?
I'll figure it out.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, let's just talk about tonight. Let's talk about this week. This is why DJ Sad Willie Dills is a character now. In this last week, well, I picked an old man up without his pants on about three times, so that's never a fun thing. But you guys all know.
Wait, was it the same old man?
The same old man, over and over again.
Okay,
continues to take his pants
it
off
could
and,
be worse.
And fall on the floor.
Of course.
Could be worse. Could be better. Could be worse. Then we did have a fun staff meeting. A lot came out. We talked about a lot, and I think some things got solved, and then you know some other things. Whatever.
We ate pizza.
Undercooked.
Well, it did come from Costco, so that's poor man's pizza. I did go to Costco not that long ago, and was impressed to find out that they still have $1.50 hot dog and soda.
Yeah.
After all these years, you know,
I think that's a plug. I think that they owe us like $1 million now.
Okay.
I mean,
we're sponsored by Costco.
I heard that it's like a company-wide thing that the CEO or whoever, the board, says we will never raise these prices.
Of the hot dogs.
The hot dog and the soda. It's $1.50 in perpetuity, which I love. I also, they've added some items. They now have like a chicken wrap.
Uh-huh.
They have smoothies now.
So
if you're trying to be healthy,
like,
you know.
So those are going
to
be like $150. And then hot dogs going to be $1.50.
The problem with Costco though is like it's an absolute shit show every time you walk in. But you're like, well, let's just walk down this aisle and see what happens. And then you're like, I do need like a lot of chili.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until I walked down aisle 18, but I also need chimichangas. I also need, it's,
and then, like,
you know,
oh, my God, the adult diapers on sale. I might need those in 50 years.
And now I'm buying pants.
I'm
buying
a
TV.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm buying a new PC. You know, it's just things happen. You know what I mean? All right, so let's get into tonight, shall we? How did you feel about tonight's close? This is where we come to air our grievances, to talk through.
It was kind of grueling, but undeservedly so.
You're usually very solid, and you told me at one point that you were like pissed off, and I was like, whoa, I haven't seen this before. Yeah,
well, I wasn't pissed off. I was more like less than enthusiastic.
Okay, there's a couple things that I believe could make you less than enthusiastic. Holiday cocktails that are very sticky.
They're so gross.
Very sticky.
Well, the customers seem to love them.
No, they're delicious.
Oh, I hate them.
Customers love them.
And they are...
Good job, DJ Sexy Sergio.
Milky and...
But... we have somebody at the door, apparently.
Oh, what's the password to get in?
You know, here's the thing about... But Dive Bar Radios, there's always special guests. You never know. You never know who's going to walk through that door.
We need a host at the door.
Yeah, they never know who's going to walk through that door.
What's the password, though, to get in?
They're bringing drugs.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, this is one of my favorite past Dive Bar Radio guests. This is DJ Sean, everybody, back in the house. Welcome back. At some point tonight, we're going to have to get a jam sesh going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk into that mic and let me see if it's working.
Is this mic working?
Okay, it is. You got to get real close to that one, though. I can already tell. Yeah, there we go. Now I like it. Also, we do need to find another set of headphones, which could be an issue. Oh, good. Never mind.
They're
perfectly magically right where they need to be, as all headphones are.
Nice.
Tight. Okay, before we get deeper into... what happened tonight with you and not being super happy, I do have to play something for everybody. This was our song from last week. This is my anthem.
Oh, yeah. Saved by the Song.
I play this. Yeah. Last week, for anybody listening out there, all of our diehard Dive Bar Radio fanatics. Which there are
millions.
Dozens
yes,
of you.
And yes. None of them wear
tens
pants.
Of tens of tens. So, yeah, all my fan...
All half naked, too. Don't forget the half naked part.
Yes, of course. From the waist down.
Yes.
Winnie the Pooing, yes, is what they call
Winnie
it.
The
yes. For everybody who listened to last week, it was a little bit of a shit show. We had a great time, but we had a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Yes.
Which is fine. I don't mind
that.
We
made a paella.
Yes. Everybody sprinkled a little bit of oregano or whatever spice they brought along.
Uh-huh.
And by the end, we had a stew going, baby. But one of my favorite things that ever has happened on this show was the creation of this song. I'm going to play it for everybody right now. So make sure everyone's headphones are turned up. Turn them shits up. Your cans are turned up. All right, here we go. This is the new hit song, Balls in the Hall. And you got to remember, it doesn't really get good until after the drop. But here we go. Balls in the Hall right here. Dive Bar Radio. RadioValencia.fm.
When they touch the ground, why? I'm gonna drink all of my money. My balls in the hall, my dick also in the hall. I unzip and I reveal. Give me reason for what's in the ring.
I will say this is where it kind of starts falling apart. But
I love it.
But my balls in the hall, my dick also in the hall.
That's
is a
so
classic
good.
Line.
You can only have such things in the hall for a living.
Listen, Bob Dylan wishes he could write prose like that. I'm just saying. My balls in the hall, my dick's also in the hall. It's just, I mean, absolute
who's
poetry.
The composer? How did this come
We from? All did it together. It was a group effort, group think. Yeah. We did use AI, so it probably killed several trees along the way. But
and AI, I think it's working.
Yeah, of course. If you turn that towards you, too, that will definitely help. Because that mic needs to be directional. Yeah, the other way. It's one of those
this
ones.
Way.
There it is. Now we're talking.
Gotcha.
All right, so tonight we're going to recreate that magic, I hope.
We are?
I hope. I really hope.
It's taken me all week to recover.
That's true. I actually, last week, after we left, I didn't drive. I don't drive on Sundays anymore because fuck that. Staying here till 3 in the morning and they're like, oh, just drive on home. No. No. Not happening. So I tried to walk home. And as I was walking, I was just playing it like on my phone, but just like sitting in my pocket, my breast pocket. And I just redid it probably 6-7 times. And
all of a sudden you're home.
Better every time. Yeah, exactly. Word. Yes. When you're listening to good music, you know, quality music. I actually need to look up what the genre we picked was. Because we went around and we did the lyrics.
Yeah.
Everybody picked a line, then the next person did the next line. Then we picked genre, and it was, I think, bluegrass, EDM, psychobilly, trap. Whatever.
Country.
And so that's where we got.
Trap country.
Yeah. And I think it's an absolute piece of art. It's a masterpiece. Trish, what did you think about that song?
I loved it. I'm looking forward to the music video.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And that's what I was saying.
Yes.
It needs a music video.
Dancing down the hall.
Yeah.
My balls.
I think we already covered
also.
That part, actually.
Yeah.
During the...
I need to figure out a way to sneak it into one of the playlists. At the hall, so it just suddenly happens.
Done.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, that just comes on.
I mentioned that in the beginning, there was a song that talked about you two.
Uh-huh. Like voice.
Yeah, that was lovely as well.
Yeah, I'll play that for you one more time.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorites.
Yes.
On the radio.
Yes.
Yes.
On the radio.
From where did that come?
Don't worry about it. Things happen here.
I love it.
Did you want to hear?
Some things I don't get to know.
Did you want to hear Lucas's rejoiner, DJ Carmudgeon?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think you do need to hear it. I think everyone needs to hear it. Whenever DJ Lucas is here, which he's not here right now, or DJ Carmudgeon, sorry, this is what we will play whenever we introduce him.
DJ Carmudgeon! DJ Carmudgeon!
Be a man like me. Put it on the line.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. Now, DJ Lucas, DJ Carmudgeon, did say he was going to be here tonight, but then he bailed on us. So, shout out DJ. Oh, shit. What am I playing? Oh, is that you?
That's me.
Oh, thank God. I was like, did I press a button that I didn't realize? We saved that. Save that for when we do a game show later, okay? Because we're gonna need that one. All right?
Yeah. He's got the buttons.
I'm just practicing.
DJ Shawa's over here. She's our sound queen, our sound goddess, our sound
Foley person.
Our Foley person, exactly. Yeah. Anytime I need a drop on the
button pusher.
Give me a sad sound.
Button pusher.
What?
Uh oh.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Come on, I just talked you up.
What's a sad color?
Sad sound. Sad sound.
You caught me off guard. You
probably blue.
There it is. See? See how quick she is? Mm-hmm. It only took like 5 to 7 seconds.
Time.
I remember that summer.
Oh, my God. All right, so we got a fun crew in here tonight. I'm actually... Right when I was about to just... Gas everybody up.
My timing's a little off tonight, I'm sorry.
No, it was actually kind of perfect. We got a solid crew in here, except for DJ Dan Surge. DJ Dan Surge, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back, baby. You got to get right up in that mic, dude. Why do we always get you the tiniest chairs?
Well, I told him to take another one.
I am in the tiniest chair.
Just to paint a picture for everybody out in Radioland, yeah. DJ Dan Surge is basically sitting...
In a child's high chair.
In a stroller.
In a stroller. Like one of those, not even a stroller. Yeah. Like
and
a fold-out stroller.
For some reason, he has a lot of mascara and eyeliner on. That's an interesting choice.
I did not have any of those things on.
It looks nice.
Also, he's decided to shave his eyebrows this week. That's a new look for you. I like that. He's also wearing a lot of soft baby blues and hot pinks.
Yeah.
He's really... Listen, they don't know the real truth. I can say whatever I want, and that is their truth now. So, that's how this works. That's how radio works, you guys.
Yeah, just, so
this
watch
is
your step.
Radio 101. I just took you guys. All right. Let's play a couple songs here. I know Shawa's added some songs later. I don't have those fully queued up yet. But trust me, they're coming. And I also need a couple more. I need some ideas from other people. But I'm going to get us going on our very first song break of the evening. And I got some fun ones. This is there's a little bit of a theme going on. It's kind of superhero themed. There's a lot of buzz because Superman recently came out, the new one, and the Doomsday trailer is coming soon. The Supergirl trailer dropped. I'm a huge comics nerd, so yeah. So I got a little bit of a rock block for you guys. A rock block based around superheroes. So everybody buckle in and get ready for this. Once again, Dive Bar Radio. DJ Straight Willie Dills, DJ Shawa, DJ Dan Surge, DJ Sean, DJ Trish, everybody. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after this.
Pause, pause, pal.
Hello, my friend!
Radio Valencia. FM.
I got both. drum off the ear. It seems the world's falling down around me. The nights are long, I'm singing a song to try and make the answers more than maybe. And I'm so confused about what to do. Sometimes I want to throw it all away. So here I am, growing older all the time, looking older all the time, feeling younger in my mind. And here I am, doing everything I can, holding on to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman. I'm trying to sleep, I lost count of sheep. My mind is racing faster every minute. What could I do more? Yeah, I'm really not sure. I know I'm running circles, but I can't.